We're holding here in the where he speaks about Rabbeinu HaKadosh and Torah Shebaal Peh. I believe we're holding by the paragraph V'chasher Kibetz Hashitos V'Mamarim. It was about Rabbeinu HaKadosh that he was the editor of all of the Torah Shebaal Peh. He gathered together all the different shmuos that they had heard. Since they were not allowed to publish it before, so he gathered together everything that existed in terms of different shmuos, and then he sorted it out and he put it together into the Mishnah. And as he began gathering together all of these different opinions and statements he'd heard, he began composing the Mishnah. Hakolelas pirush kol mitzvos haksuvos b'Torah. It includes every. It is the explanation of all the mitzvahs. Remembering that before he had said that Moshe Rabbeinu had received from HaKadosh Baruch Hu the mitzvah and its pirush. This was what he was putting together. Now, those items that we speak about being the pirush of the mitzvahs include different types of mamar mimena, some of it, shmuos mikubolos moshe ala shalom, various explanations, various things that we got straight from Moshe Rabbeinu, umimenu dinim sheyehutze behekesh veimachloikes. Some of those halachas had were new issues. They were not what Moshe Rabbeinu had received from Sinai, but new issues had come along, new details, new circumstances, but there was no machlokas about them. Umimena, and some of them, dinim shehutzu, v'naflu machlokas ben shnei akeshim, and there were a machlokas in terms of their how to exactly understand. In other words, what we have two possible analogies for one case, which analogy is appropriate? Meaning, the common machlokas we have in the Mishnah, ukvam b'machloktam, and he actually left it as a machlokas. In other words, he didn't take it on himself to make the decisions and wipe out those arguments, but he preserved the arguments. Ploni o mekach, ploni o mekach. He would list, Beshamah says this, Beshil says this, Reb Yudah says this, Reb Shimon says this. Vafilo yoyochit cholek al rabim. And even if sometimes it would be a single opinion against the majority, kovad divrei yochit divrei rabim. He would freeze it like that. The reason why he left it, the Mishnah in Idyas says, and he'll bring it later, we'll leave it for later a bit. But I want to first put down a big ikur, which is very important, and then I'll deal with the issue as to why it is that Rabbeinu HaKadosh bothered to have different opinions when you have a majority opinion against the minority opinion and the halacha would remain that way. So what's the point he's going to make? So he's making the following point. V'hu, sheyesh lo'ima lo'ima, a person who can contest what I said and make the following, and state the following issue. In Pirusha Torah, Kimosha Yasad Mukubol Mimosha, if it's true that all of the explanations that are listed that we have come from Moshe, Kimosha Marnu Mamaram, Me Omram, Koil Hatoira Nemru Klod Sepra Sert Gavisinai, it says that all of Torah, including its Klal and Prat, were given from Sinai. So I had said before very clearly that the entire scope of a mitzvah comes from Sinai. Mohen oisa alochas hayechida shomer ben shen alocha mashmi Sinai. We find a whole bunch of times in Shas where the Gemara calls something halacha mashmi Sinai. it would sound like the other ones are not Allah HaMashiach Sinai, the other ones were created later, and only these come from Sinai. So that contradicts what he says. And this is also a very, very important piece, because whether or not the mitzvahs are, the mitzvahs, the details that we have, are they from Sinai or not, give us a very big, make a tremendous nafkemina in how we're going to relate to it. Most of the movements that try to undermine Torah started with the assumption that the rabbis, quote unquote, created or manufactured halachas, and the vast majority of what we have is not particularly what the Torah might have meant. It's what the rabbis of their own, you know, you can say that it's smart, you can say it's not smart, but it's rabbinic and not Torah. So when the Gemara makes the comments along those lines of, well, this is Halacha Moshe Mitzrayim, and it's only in a few dozen places, so does it not sound as if everything else is it came later? So he makes the following explanation of what Halacha Moshe Mitzrayim is. Vehu, Shehapir... Yes, sure. Right. Okay. His question, I guess, his point is, since we say that Yochid v'rab malachik rabim, so why would we have a Mishnah that lists Yochid and Rabim when in fact the halacha is going to be like the Rabim? Why are you bringing in unnecessary material when you actually are trying to make it as brief as possible? That's what he knows. Rabbeinu HaKadosh, as an editor, might have just gone ahead and written down the majority opinion, since that looks like majority opinion. That's the only point that's what it means. And it's actually the Mishnah Idis, the Mishnah Idis asked that question, and he's going to talk about it. It's okay. So he says like this. V'zeh ikaroi shetamla v'hu shapirushim hamukubolim mimosha ein machlogs mishumpanim. The pirushim that we have from Moshe, there is no machlokes ever. L'fisha me'olom lo matzonu machlokes shenofla bein chachomim bizman min hazmanim mimosha v'adrev ashi. She'oma echad mem shemisha simein odon tesami einoi l'mayim ha'ashem. No one came along and said ayin tachas ayin means actually blinding somebody. There's no machlokis in that whether or not you pay money or you blind the person. Everyone holds that. V'lomatzone gan kemachlokis b'mayim Hashem pri etz hodat she'echad oymer ke'esik ve'omer echad ha'parish. Oyal rimon ozose. What an esik is, we don't find machlokis. V'lomatzone gan kemachlokis b'etz ovesh u'adas. V'lomatzone shemachlokis b'omer yis'al v'katoises kapash u'adomim. Bas Cohen shezinsa is only if she's an Eishes Ish, and so on. Umashu kiyoytze baze bechol mitzvis. Ein machlokes bo. So anything that's mekubal from Moshe, we have no machlokes. Lefishem kulam pirushim mekubal mimoshe. Valeim valdomeim omru kolatoru nemru kloseb tosel misinai. Aval im heyoisim mekubolim vein machloikes behem mechochmas hamikre hanosun sheefshel lahoitzemene ela pirushim by funim in akeshim vasmacher mazim varoes hamitzuim akosiv. Okay, so here he makes the following point. He says like this: the halachos that we know that that we have directly from Moshe Mitzrayim, which are the basic understandings of the mitzvah, we never find arguments in it. However, still, we also know it to be true that these halachas have a place where they could be anchored in a derech of remez in the Torah. In other words, when Chazal said pri etzchada, whether it's an esrog or not an esrog, there's nobody that argues it's not an esrog. But the Gemara actually goes through it. The Gemara says, well, how do I know that it's it's an esrog? Maybe it's a pilpul, maybe it's this, maybe it's that. And the Gemara goes through a limud, and he brings the limud over here. The Gemara says, pri etzchada, it's eight shatam eight so per yeshavin. Va'ama acher pri hador bilonim mishan leshana. And somebody says pri hador kol mayim. Ain't them neshadova mesupik etzlam. It's not that the Gemara really thought maybe it would be one of the other types of fruits, but rather he says ela ra'inu b'lo safek mi yeshua deleinu she'esig ra'nita mul chol shana. I mean, they couldn't fail to notice that every year they would take an esrog, and everyone knew it was an esrog. So he said it must be that it was. So it's not as if they actually entertained any doubts about what it was, but rather, he says, The Gemara also understood that it is Torah that anything which has in itself almost all parts of Torah have an anchor in the Torah Shebikzav. So even though the Torah Shebalpeh's validity is because it was given Misinai as a pirush, still they could be found in the Torah, and that's why Chazal rightfully attribute a pshat. They're looking where we find it in the pasuk. Something about adas. And same thing, the Gemara brings rayas. This is what it means that the klal and the prat were given from Sinai, kloima, shadvorim asher tiro yisonu moitzin oisam bechlal oprat. So the Rambam here says a fascinating knetch, a new pshat in this word kloser protoseo. The normal way in which it's read, and the normal meaning is as follows, that Torah, both in its general halacha, lamashal you should take pri etzchada, or Shabbos, you shouldn't do any melacha, and the details, what constitutes melachas, both are given Misinai. The Rambam here has a little bit more, a little bit of a different twist on it. He says, Kloloso Protoso means those halachas that are derived through Klal and Prat. In other words, by finding all the various nuances in the main halacha, those things, anything with the Yud Gimel Midas, comes from Moshe Mitzrayim. So the bottom line of it is that those halachas that are given in a Masoras from Sinai almost invariably have come from a pasuk as well, and you could, using hindsight, distill it out of a pasuk. I want to point out a few things over here. There is a big question amongst the very late Chokrim researchers, what exactly is the relationship of Torah Shebal Peh with all the drushes? What are those drushes? So, two extremes are Rabbi Yitzchak Isaac Halevi, who lived at the turn of the last century, not 21st century, 19th, 20th century. He was closer to Chaim Brisk. He was a tremendous genius and did a lot of stuff in history and stuff like that. He says every single halacha comes from Sinai. All of the Gemara's drushes are simply there as a smach de balma, sort of to give us mnemonic devices to remember things by. Which is a fine. That's one approach. It's very extreme because the Gemara does spend an awful lot of time on something that's merely a mnemonic device. You have something like the Malbum, who actually goes through meticulously every halacha to show that it's very logical the type of Josh Chazal did it. It sounds as if you actually use the Yud Gimel Midas to derive it, and if you're skillful enough, you can actually darshan it as, and he has a few hundred klolim, and they seem to work in every place. You have someone like Avshan Shvel Hirsch who says the following: Torah came to us in two versions. One was Baal Peh, straightforward. In other words, this and this is an esrig. And it also came in the possibility of being a drusha from a pasuk. The advantage of that is that it serves as a check, so that if you forgot it and remember it or whatever, you now can go back to the pasuk and fiddle around with it and say, oh, you know, if this is an halacha, then we don't have any source for it, so that can't be the halacha. There are other variations on it. There is a there's a Chaim HaKadosh that's sort of the Etzem Avodas HaTorah, is to try to find out where its merum is in the Torah. It's sort of, I guess, semi-mystical, that the chibur of Torah Shebichtav and Torah Shebal Peh is what learning is all about, and so on. Fine, those are all variations on the same. It's already more of a mystical point to it. But the Rambam here says, Torah was given to us Torah Shebal Peh was given to us in two tracks: straightforward, this, and this, and a hook or an ability to learn it from Torah Shebichtav as well. Ulam, im ayosim mekubal Moshe, despite the fact that we know it from Moshe, lo yomru beim halacha Moshe Sinai, all these halachas will not be called halacha Moshe Sinai. Lifi shana lo noma, you don't say pre-etz hada esrig halacha Moshe Sinai, oy chayvul b'chaveroi mishalem imamen halacha Moshe Sinai, hoyul ukvar hushas etzleinu kepirushim kulam imoyshe, v'yesh lehem kemoyshe marnu hayruah b'kosuv, o yotziosim ba'ufim ofanei hekesh, kemoyshe marnu. Okay, so, basically, halacha l'moyshe misinai does not apply to something where it has a basis, a root, some sort of connection to a pasuk. I don't know if this is meaningful in any way, or simply that's when the Gemara says, how do you know this to be true? Well, I know that everything comes from Moshe Rabbeinu, but this particular halacha, I don't need Moshe Rabbeinu's halacha. I could have actually seen it myself. However, there are those handful of cases. V'chol inyesh ein le'ro b'kosov v'ein le'semach v'yesh le'tziv v'hekesh. those few halachas that have no mention of pasuk and cannot in any way be attributed to it. So he says, on those we say halacha Moshe Mitzrayim. Lefikach shamarna shiurim halacha Moshe Mitzrayim, that all the various halachas of Sinai, hekshena zav amarna ichtem l'shalacha Moshe Mitzrayim, ele shurim v'yeshom hirah b'pasuk, v'amra etzchita seira v'chulu. Voya tshuva zeh shalacha Moshe Mitzrayim, v'ein lem ikash shuitzim v'ne behekish, le'iroa le'mukhala teira. Omnam, hus mechul zah pasuk, in yisimin teisham v'zachu, v'loya mekavanas ha-kosov, v'zeh inyin amra kras machtabal mechul mokim v'zachruhu. So he says that when the Gemara mentions halacha Moshe Mitzrayim, it means that these are halachas that don't have any way really. Like for instance, the Gemara says shiurim, chitzah, mechitza, are halacha Moshe Mitzrayim, means the various measurements that are the basic Torah measurements are halacha Moshe Mitzrayim. So the Gemara says, but we have a pasuk from chita sora and so on. Eretz chita sora and so on, where it speaks about the milas vayetzis soil, and it says every type of crop brings its own shear. So the Gemara says, well, that's just an asmachta ba'alma. It's not in any sense of the word could one learn from that pasuk. Instead, it's simply a mnemonic device. It's something nice to attribute, but we could never have learned from it. But any halacha that you could learn from there is not called halacha Moshe Mitzrayim. It's almost as if halacha Moshe Mitzrayim means, and it's probably that's close to the pshat of the word, it only is halacha Moshe Mitzrayim. It has no basis whatsoever. You cannot, this is one of the few halachas that you cannot possibly attribute to any type of halacha, any type of pasuk, drush, halacha, whatever it is. So now he's going to actually go through it and tell you all the halacha Moshe Mitzrayim. We'll skim through it. V'nisal lecha kan roi v'adinim shomim halacha Moshe Mitzrayim. V'ef sheshem kulam. V'yispay lecha mitas ma shezacharti lach. Yes, hello? Yeah, and a question? Okay, Vanias, yes. I'm sure that must be the case. I'm not aware what it is. You have a very interesting Mishnah in Chagiga. The Mishnah in Chagiga says that there are three categories of halachas. There are some halachas that are mostly written out in the Torah. There are some halachas that it's Horem Atluim B'Sayris. It's like a huge amount of halachas with a few small drushes to learn it from. And then you have Heter Nedarim is Perichim Ba'avir. Like it is Eilam Mashi Yismochu, and Heter Nedarim is something which floats in the air and has nothing to be somech on. So the Mishnah delineates the different levels of connectivity between the mitzvah Shebal Peh and its ksav. Not clear. I'm sure that there must be a reason why these are different. If I could draw an analogy which will help obfuscate the matter instead of enlightening, it says that in the Luchos there were two letters that were floating the air. The Mem and the Samach had nothing to hold on to, and they floated. In other words, there's a chelik of Torah, which is of oral Torah, which is anchored, and that's part and parcel of it's not quite what it says, but it's anchored in it, it's a branch of it. And there's some parts of Torah Shel Peh that just stand apart, and you know, there's nothing you can do about it. Now he says, V'ani asalcha kan roi v'dinei m'shomei m'ach m'shir Sinai. V'ef sheshem kulam. He says, I'm going to go through all of them, or possibly most of them, possibly all of them. You'll see this common denominator. Sheimim afilo echad shutzu behekish. V'efshel somcho l'posik derech asmatik mashi be'arnu. We're going to find that they really have no psukim. V'gam loy mitzonu me'olam donim b'dava mem v'inrayalem b'dava. We never found them arguing about it or bringing a raya, in other words, from someplace else. Al neskal v'moyshe k'tziv Hashem behem. V'elohein. And he goes through a whole series of halachas. I mean, each one is just halacha that the Gemara says in halacha Moshe Sinai, and all the way till the end of the this paragraph here. Now, around yes. Question. Okay, that is correct. Now let's go through a bunch of things here. This statement in Rambam has aroused quite a bit of controversy. Specifically, there is a sefer, a very famous early Achron. He was a great grandson of the Maral. His name was the Chavis Yoyer. Of Bachrach, and he, in one of his tshuvas, lists many places that there are halachah l'moshe misinais, and yet, and Chazal, and there are arguments on it, and so on. So he formulates a few different exceptions to the rule. He says in some of the details there might be machlokas and so on. He adds a whole bunch of exceptions that, taken together with the Rambam, would make it correct. Also the most common sense things and so on. But it's a very famous Shuvah of Chavis Yoyer. But I want to ask a more fundamental question. Part of the reason why you have a machlokas is because you forget. You may or may not remember the halacha. Two people might remember it differently. Rambam himself says so when he speaks about the chayach of the Sanhedrin. He says, when people forget what the halacha was, they will try to figure it out and bring it back. So why is it, when he says there's no machlokas on halacha Moshe Misinai, why? Why can't we have a machlokas? It's true, if we know that it's halacha Moshe Misinai, nobody's going to argue, but that's true of anything. But the argument is always, did HaKadosh Baruch Hu say it or not? So why can't there be machlokas on it? Why, like you said, one man diyam alzach mashinah, one man alzach mashinah, one man alzach mashinah. What's the problem? You can have that type of machlokas, and it would not affect your basic thesis. I think you're referring to the Maran Ketushim about Arlon in Suffolk, Arlon Chutzos, or the Klein Chutzos, right? I don't know who asked the question. There's a question there. It says, "Arla halacha v'kloim divrei seifrim." The question about chutzlaretz, arla chutzlaretz. So does the machlokas, does the word halacha mean helchas medina, which means a minig ba'alma, or does it mean halacha moshe misinai? And the Gemara talks about that. So machlokas is halacha moshe misinai or not? Why is there a correlation between the two? That's something that's hard. It seems, and I guess I would have to say in the Rambam the following, that halacha l'moshe misinai, once I know it's halacha l'moshe misinai, no one argues on it per se. When something has a drasha that it can be learned from, so we can argue on the drasha. My svara says yes, your svara says not. That's a very, very genuine machlokas. Makes a lot of sense. because we're determining it. When something's Allah HaMashem is Sinai, so there's no real machlokes possible in it because there's nothing to be done on. So there could be a machlokes whether something was Sinai. I also assume there could be a machlokes what Allah HaMashem was if somebody forgot. At the end of the day, when somebody forgets, he remembers differently. What it means is you can't have an initiated machlokas. Something where I have the timing here, I can say this yes, this not, whereas Halacha Mishnah, I can't say that. That, I think, would probably be the best explanation to it. There's also, I've seen different things brought down. In some places it says that if somebody comes along and he says something misvara, I can argue with him if I disagree. If someone comes along who's a Talmud Chacham and very confidently he says this and this is the halacha, and then you believe him, because when the person says that something is just a regular halacha, not halacha mishinai, so that means it's open to drawing analogies from psukim and stuff like that. So I can and would do that. Whereas if somebody comes along and says halacha mishinai, it's not given for anything like an analogy or whatever it is. You wanted something? Sorry, somebody else? Something? Okay. So the halacha l'moshe mishinai aspect is that he says what's interesting is also the Gemara says it l'chur by the Rabbanan which one over here? There's one here that's Rabbanan actually. Amun amoy of ma'asin my sonny b'shvius. The Gemara says it comes chachamim, so I'm not quite sure how it fits in, but the lot of form were written on going through all these Rambams. It says that when one of these halachas will crop up in Bishul Mishnayos, I'm going to explain it. These two class halacha are like that. Now he says, "Valpiha ikrim she'elo she'gedamnu nechlokim adin achunim turn l'meishach halakim." The halachas, the source or the type of halachas that Rabbeinu HaKadosh is bringing all stem from the following places. The Archelik Arishon HaPirushim HaMekubalim MiMoshe SheYesh Lahem Hayra BeKasav. There's going to be all the Pirushim we got from Moshe that have some sort of Shorish Nepasik or Efshalotzim Behekish. Ve'elo eme machlokas la'olam el kasheoma odom kibalti kach v'kach mistalaka bikuach. So when you have a clear Pirush that comes from Moshe, even if there's a Pasik there, you can't learn the pasuk differently to slug up the pshat that Chazal said. So he says over here, if a person says kibalti kach v'kach, the other people are not supposed to argue with him. V'chelik ha'sheni him dinim shem b'hem shem aloch l'moshe m'sinai ve'ein raya lehem k'moshe zacharnu. These also don't have machlokas. It's very interesting the order of the Rambam. I would have flipped it around. Halacha Moshe Sinai has no possibility of a machlokas. I mean, there's no mokor, no drasha, so what are we going to be cholik on? So that I would say for sure there's no machlokas. Then I would say those pirushim that are makubal from Moshe, that we can learn up from a hekish, whatever it is, despite the fact that we're learning from a hekish, and it's a type, you know, and any analogy has some flaw that I could, that I could use to argue against it, still we say it's Acham Moshe Mitzrayim and so on. The that's the Rambam's order. He starts first with Pirusha Mekubalim that have a Makrin Pasuk, and that he says there's no Machlokas, and then he says when it's Halacha Moshe Sinai, there's sort of certainly no Machlokas. I'm not sure why he orders like that. I would have ordered it differently, but Akapanim, that's the way he orders it. Okay, we'll hold it maybe here because the next one is a bit of a lengthy piece, Chelek Shlishi. Any questions? Okay, so Bez Hashem, I think next Sunday is good for everybody. What's the... Yeah. Okay. Yes, you can. Okay, Kalta, bye.